Why they call them.
Okay, this is coming to you live from Madigan's Pub in Dublin, right? And I'm sitting here at the bar.
You have to say the
on the
name
right
the
hand
street.
Side is a Moore Street, right?
No, it's
Moore,
not Moore
Street.
Street.
Sorry, Abbey
What's
Street.
What's the name of this street?
Abbey Street. The man on my right hand side is called Moore, and that's why I call it Moore Street, right? So this is Abbey Street in Dublin, the same place that Yeats set up the National Theatre of Ireland, right? Now we're actually engaging in live theatre in the pub as we speak. So this is the latest theatrical production from an improvised theatre company that has been formed in the last 5 minutes. Now the guy on my left hand side is eating chips and fish with his fingers, right? And he's from Brisbane in Australia. So we'll first hear from him. From stage left, I bring you a Brisbane voice. Say hello to the listeners.
Hello.
What
am I doing here?
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm eating your food and drinking your beer.
Right. Now, you're also about to swallow the... And he drinks his pints fairly quickly, folks, I can tell you. He obviously had a thirst on him.
There's no better fish in the whole world.
Yeah, than right here.
Hey, you flew in from Australia this morning. Let's have the story about how you got here.
Have the story. Well, we had it broken up into three trips of 7 hours each. Flew to Singapore. We're in Singapore for about an hour, then took off. Well, didn't take off. Sat in the airport for about an hour and a half on the plane.
Was there Wi-Fi?
No, there was. Because you couldn't use it to take off. So we had no aircon either. Had nothing.
No air conditioning?
Oh, because they didn't turn on the plane yet. They had technical issues. And I was there doing crosswords. I needed something to take my mind off, you know. Otherwise you're going insane, stuck
well,
in the small
space.
Well, it's
either that or Sudoku, isn't it?
Yeah, or Sudoku. And I don't like Sudoku.
Right. You're a crossword man.
Well, crosswords increase your vocabulary too, you know. It's brilliant, crosswords. Gets you thinking. Sudoku to me is just a random number placement. Just put the number in the right place and you're right. A game of chance.
Right. Well, I won't reveal to you that my wife does Sudoku in bed. He's now stopping himself. He's slightly embarrassed. Okay, come on. I have to tell you something, right? There's a woman in Brisbane, right? She's absolutely wonderful on the internet, and she helps writers who are trying to get their work out there. And she twitters under the name of That Creative Pen, right? Her name, I won't even use any other name. She's The Creative Pen, and she's in Brisbane, and she's fabulous. Anyway, look, you were telling me about Henry Lawson.
Yep.
Tell me something about Henry Lawson, the great Australian poet.
Oh, I don't know too much, but...
You know his name.
I know his name.
Can you recite the first lines of The Man from Snowy River?
No, I can't.
Okay, sing me Waltzing Matilda. From a Dublin pub, I bring you
a genuine Australian
voice singing Waltzing Matilda. Off you go.
Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda. That's all I got.
We'll sing a Waltzing Matilda. And she sang and she danced.
You know it better than me.
Da, 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 da. We'll sing a Waltzing Matilda with you. That actually is a song known to every single person in this pub, right? And not a single person in this Dublin pub knows who wrote the words. How does that make you feel, Mr. Brisbane?
It's like a lot of things, though. People's works are remembered more than the person. You know, they'll always remember someone's works as long as it's popular, but they won't remember the person. It's like someone sees a movie and they go, oh, you know that movie, but they couldn't tell you who's in it, they couldn't tell you who directed it.
I think you're right, you know.
They could probably remember a part of it, maybe not even the whole thing, and they'll go, oh, I remember this.
What's your favourite movie?
What's my favourite movie?
Yeah. He actually eats chips in order to enable him to think, you know. So while I ask him a question, he stuffs chips in his mouth so that he can buy time. He obviously hasn't done his Facebook page and put in his favorite films already.
I don't know how to answer this because I like a lot of movies. I think all movies are American, you know.
This is going to get really meta. The metaphysics of film loving.
But I think every movie has a point to get across. But
oh really?
I couldn't say my favorite film.
Okay, name me one Australian filmmaker then.
One Australian filmmaker.
By the way, there's no wrong answer. I haven't a clue.
No, there isn't. I think it's Robert Miller. But he made Happy Feet and he did Mad Max. He's an Aussie.
Good. Yeah. Oh, geez, there's a pint of Guinness coming here around the corner.
I just don't want you to knock it over. Especially over your book.
Did you buy this pint of Guinness?
I did.
Hey, we got to hear from the guy who's been to Japan. I'm going to give you the second Australian, right? No. I'll pass the iPad over to him. Here, talk to the iPad.
Say hello, Mr. iPad.
Hello, Mr. iPad. What do I say?
In Dublin, you just speak, and you know you keep speaking as long as you can.
Be yourself.
Pushes you off. Yeah.
At the moment, we're in a nice pub, having some fantastic Irish beef. Just been talking to a good man about the world and how humans are the smartest, so that's why we've survived the longest and we're all related, so it's pretty good stuff.
So that's our brotherhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what we call this is the brotherhood of the world.
Look, given that two of these guys have been up since 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm just astonished, what have you guys been taking during the day to keep awake?
Well, we actually slept this afternoon.
Where?
At a hotel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You got in really early and went to sleep?
We got in early and we weren't allowed to check in until 11 o'clock. So we sort of walked around and had coffees. And this afternoon we thought it was wise to have a sleep, seeing we'd be having a big night tonight.
That's so sweet, the brotherhood of the world.
Have you ever spoken to an iPad before?
Yeah. I've never spoken to an iPad, but it's a great experience.
Right. I owe this man behind the bar an awful lot of money. I seem to have a lot of... Anyway, look, folks, that's what it's like here in Madigan's Pub in Dublin. We have Brisbane meets... not Fatima Mansions, Sheriff Street. Never mind Dublin, it's Sheriff Street.
Kilbarrick.
Dublin... sorry. Okay, right. Well, we're getting into locality here, which is a very important thing. There's a man here who wants to take his pint away.
If you want it in Irish, it's Kilbarrogue.
Hold on, give the facts and figures.
And Marcus O'Morgan in Irish.
Oh, no, hold on a minute. Where do you come from?
I was born in Limerick, but I'm happy to be anything you want me to be.
Well, be a Chinese, okay?
A Chinese?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
There's the, I think, say hello.
Give us one piece of beef.
Okay.
Have a great pint.
Have a great pint. Hey, this is Paul O'Mahony, live in the pub in Madigan's. Things are completely outside my control and I'm waiting for a chicken korma to arrive. This is what it's like in Dublin, which is some place, I guarantee you.